written in stars, spoke through the winds of war, sealed by fate and marked with blood, doused with heat.
In a position that I'd rather not be in, but the cream rise to the top. Oh yeah,
I've been to the Super Bowl, I've been to the World Series, I've even been to the Rolling Stones, but there is one event that surpasses them all.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Check this out.
Shut up, it's dark night time.
Juxtaposition.
Why is your poop red?
Tom 2.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And Vicky.
Would you like to challenge me?
LimitBreakRadio.com.
And here we go.
Hello, Limit Break Radio listeners. It's Nero once again, and all right, I said a week. Actually, I'm pretty sure I said less than a week, and yeah, that didn't happen. It's been like 2 weeks, and look, I told you I crossed my fingers so clearly that means I was lying. Anyway, sorry about that. Here's the follow-up, part two of our long discussion about the September 2010 update and the Empyrean armor. For those of you who happen to have picked up Final Fantasy XIV, I hope you're enjoying it. The press didn't seem to, unfortunately. But really, when was the last time the press was right about something? I mean, nothing really comes to memory. So don't listen to them. Listen to Aetherite Radio over at Orzeapedia.com. That's the combined project between ourselves here at Limit Break Radio and Pet Food Alpha. We're covering Final Fantasy XIV, podcasting all about it. Episodes coming out for that all the time. We've got news programs. We've got My Topics program. We've got the monthly discussion show. So a lot going on over at Orzeapedia.com. If you did jump over and you're back to FF11... welcome back, and I hope you enjoy this little catch-up episode about what you missed when you were drooling over FF14. Once again, we're talking about the Empyrean armor that came out with the September 2010 update. And finally, if you'd like to download a full version of this show, episodes 55 and 56 mashed together in one big long show, it'll be posted alongside this episode, episode number 56. You can look for it at the bottom of this episode posting. So here we go. Here is AF3 plus 2 equals awesome. From Limit Break Radio, I'm Nero. Keep listening. Right, and we're back. Thank you, Tom, too, for that lovely, lovely song.
You're very, very welcome,
dude. I love my favorite line is like is where you're meriting like a noob in camping.
Just talked about
that. I know. Oh, it's perfect. Good stuff. And I like the fact that you pronounced his name Joachim. Or Joachim.
Joachim.
Yes!
Joachim.
It's like a Pokemon.
Then I use, Sucker Punch or something.
What type would Joachim be?
What would he be?
I think he'd be a fighting psychic type.
You think
so? Something with a beard.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to get into the Empyrean armor here in just a second. Right now, we've
been getting into the Empyrean armor for just a second for like 10 minutes now. Just one more second. Let's go talk about this thing for 10 minutes.
Well, hey, now, I told everyone that we would have another caller after the break, and I have to make good on that, except my keyboard's not working. Why is my keyboard not working? I can't tell anyone that they're going to be next. This is bad. I've got a Bluetooth keyboard, and, oh God, I hope the batteries didn't die, because I don't, oh, there we go. There, it's back now.
I have wired keyboards.
Hey, well, you know, when you only have one working USB port on your computer, then you got to get creative.
Oh, me too. I hate it.
It sucks. It sucks so bad. You know what happened? I figured out what happened was that on my old keyboard and mouse set, my cat had chewed all the way or nearly all the way through the wire, and it shorted all of my USB ports and my keyboard and mouse port out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was really cool.
No.
Shut up. See, mine, I have a laptop, and, like, I guess when I was just, I just used them too much, and then my USB ports have physically been pushed inside of my computer.
Oh, that sucks.
I am not tech savvy enough to open my laptop and push them back out.
Oh, that sucks.
So I have one. Sucks hard, especially on a laptop.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. That's, you know, oh, man. I had to get an entirely different, like I got a front mounting, God, I don't even know what you would call it. It's called an easy swap drive for my external hard drive, so I can actually use my external, but it's like a bay that takes up an entire, like, thing that you would put your floppy disk drive in. I'm going to shut up now because, yeah.
You know, you could just get a USB hub. I mean, my mouse pad has a USB hub in it. It lights up, too.
Really?
It's blue. Yeah, it's blue.
Yeah, I have a USB hub, but it makes my mic sound terrible, as you guys might have heard last time I tried to join a Skype call.
That's right. I do remember that.
Yeah, it was terrible. You should never do that again.
Yeah, that was a pretty horrible noise. But right now we got on the line Doga. Doga, how's it going?
Good, how you guys doing?
Oh, not bad, not bad.
Hello, Doga.
Now I understand you wanted to talk about thieves getting dual-wheeled. This is something that we had mentioned on Limit Breaking News. And in fact, the way that Juxta described it was thieves getting dual-wielding middle fingers. So thieves and dual-wheeled. Doga, what do you got to say?
I think it's funny that they're finally getting it. I guess everyone else is getting it too. I mean, you've got Dancers with it now, and who's to know what's going to happen next?
Yeah, but Dancers, it, right? Dancers got it like as a useful sort of thing. Like they got what's their level one dual wield?
20.
20. So it's the same as Ninja. Right, so they're
Ninja's 10.
Oh, Ninja's 10. Okay, my bad.
You're bad.
But it's up, dude. That's up there. That's up there with Ninja as you start progressing in levels. And that's awesome for Dancers, first of all, because that kind of opens up all of the sub job options. But you know, at the same time, I mean, Thieves getting level one dual wield, like, way to be up there with Blues.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, Blues get it earlier, so Thieves are worse than
That's true.
So okay, I mean, I can understand, like, a usefulness for dual wield, but getting level one dual wield at what, like, 83?
Yeah, it's a little excessive.
That sucks. Like, you couldn't have made it a little bit lower. Really? Really? I mean, you know, I know that they want to be able to sub Sam and be awesome like every other DD, but level one dual wield at 83 is fail.
Maybe the AF3 hands or body will enhance dual wield or something. Maybe.
Maybe.
They did get a throwing weapon, I think, that enhances dual wield.
5%, I think.
And I'm pretty sure they did.
The specific one, just like Dancer, got a feather for a throwing item with Bruce's critical hit.
Because I know that throwing feathers at people are really effective weapons.
Oh, the Raider's Boomerang?
You just hold it.
Yeah, Raider's Boomerang, damage 43, accuracy plus 3, enhances dual wield effect. Yeah. Another tier of dual wield.
Dancer's got a neck piece in the first Abyssia expansion from that stupid Calamari NM that you need that your helm from or whatever.
I want that Viking helm so f***ing bad. I really want that Viking helm. Not just because it has the plus 15 strength, but because it looks really hilarious.
Well, that's a dumb reason.
Vikings are metal. That's how this works.
No, Vikings are like wood and leather. And maybe some iron. That's not metal, though.
No, Vikings are very metal. Vikings are the most metal of the historical figures. Didn't you know this?
No.
You
have nothing to add.
Vikings are dumb.
Oh, man. But Doga, was there anything else that you wanted to say about Thieves' level 1 failed dual wield?
No, I just think it's funny that it took him this long to get it.
Well, we agree with you. Thanks for calling in, man.
And thanks, guys.
All right, so now it's finally time to move on to our Empyrean armor here.
Well, wait, let's wait 1 second.
Why?
Okay, now we wait a second. Now we can go on.
Good stuff. All right, well, we'll start off with Black Mage here. And those watching on Ustream, we're going to put up the images of each one of these pieces of gear. So starting off with Black Mage. Now we did mention this this set on the show, and it's the Goetia set. All right. So starting with the headpiece, defense 29, int plus 8, elemental magic skill plus 15. That's huge. Elemental magic casting time minus 12%. That is massive.
Win alone.
Dude, that is huge. Mm-hmm. Enmity minus 6, that's also good. And the full set augments conserve MP. The leg pieces, defense 41, MP plus 55, magic accuracy plus 12, magic attack bonus plus 7, and enhances cumulative magic effect. Now, some people have thought that maybe this is to do with the new jaw spells like Stone Jaw. Can we confirm that yet?
Well, they did describe that the jaw spells would increase in power the more it would be used. So when you look at this description, I'm pretty certain that it has definitely something to do with that.
That's definitely what it seems like, isn't it? That's awesome right there. And then we got the feet, which are defense 17, int plus 10, dark magic skill plus 15, enmity minus 10, and enhances mana wall effect. Again, huge pieces. I'm not a black mage. I don't know how any of these would necessarily be used. But are these, for those that are black mages, are these full-time pieces of gear? Is this something that you would main most of the time?
Corsair should have gotten the magic attack bonus.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tiger
LOL
Fury.
Corsairs.
By the way,
he's a female. What?
It's crazy. How did that happen?
He turned in the man card.
Xvalentia is our only protector. Xvalentia is our only defender. She is brave, she is righteous, she makes evil flee. Be on her side, brave Xvalentia. Your soul and your heart are always in our eyes. Let your lovely scent reach thee, hopeless ones out there. Like a blooming violet in a paradise.
Max V returning to the show. How's it going?
It's good. It's good.
It's good to hear from you. It's been a while since we've had you on the show. And that was a great impression of Tiger Fury, by the way.
I saw Tiger was going to be on the show, and I'm like, okay, they asked him, but they didn't ask me. I'm hurt. I'm offended.
Well, we got you on the show somehow, didn't we?
Oh well, yeah.
by ninjaing his mic.
She got herself on the show.
Stop looking at me like that. You are cut off. No more LBR for you.
Oh,
I said stop looking at me like that. I did not make you a sandwich. You are cut off.
Oh man!
I was gonna worm my way in somehow. So, I set my mind to it.
Max, what do you have? What do you have coming up as far as cons are concerned?
I was gonna do London Expo with a friend, but I can't because I'm going to Yomicon again.
Ah,
yeah.
All right.
See, that's a better choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I have Anime USA in Virginia, and I'm done for the year.
Ah, gotcha. Now, earlier when we were playing Tom 2's awesome song, you had mentioned something about voting.
Oh, yes.
You might want to give that a big old plug here with a lot of ears listening.
Definitely. So if you guys go to the Non-DeskCon website and go over to their forums and look under the Artist Alley section, they are holding a vote for three different categories, and I am in the artist category, and if you register and vote for me, I will get a free table next year. Guaranteed spot. So please, please go vote for me, because my friend Leisha is kicking my ass, and I really want to beat her.
Yes, go vote for Max V. This is an official plug.
It's an order.
Yeah, yeah. there is no choice.
Yes, and I am the table number in the picture is 14, but I am number 4 in the poll. So, yeah. Go vote for me so I can not have to pay for a table next year.
Vote for Max V. Vote for Max V. Do it now!
Yes, and hopefully next year at NDK I won't come home with con plague.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How are you feeling, by the way?
Better. I'm on the mend, but I gave it to Tiger, and he still feels pretty lousy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the reason I was able to pry him away from the mic in the first place, because he's totally weakened right now. He's not at his usual 100% awesome. I said stop looking at me like that.
Voted.
Cool. Well, once again, vote for Max V, and it's good to have you back. Now we've got someone here. We've got another caller on the line, that wants to, talk about, salvage gear and its relation to the new AF3+2 or the new, Empyrean armor. And I feel bad. I am a terrible. This is why we need an official board operator, because I am like distracted between like 45 different things. Sir, I did not get your character name. What is your character name?
Sayo Mayo from Carbuncle.
Well, welcome, Sayo Mayo. And what do you got to say about the gear here?
Well, first off, I'd like to say, well, thanks for having me on the show. I need to take a second to mute the stream here. But the Black Mage gear, a lot of it's really insane, like you said before. One of the things, though, that I wanted to talk about was, like, I just got done upgrading my Morgan's Robe back in August.
Oh, man, what a crappy time to finish your Morgan's Robe!
But I'm not really, you know, hurt at all about it, or, you know, butthurt or what have you. It's still one of the best pieces of gear that you can get.
True. Basically, true. You've got time until the next update to enjoy that piece. That's for sure.
But you know, even when it isn't, I have a red mage as well, and that body piece, it's still one of the only pieces in the game that gives red mage refresh besides a Dalmatica, and the armor that you had mentioned before that dropped from the Ironclad.
CVL, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And you know, with of course, with this gear being job specific, You know, it can't, you know, you can't take the awesome TP gear that is the warrior legs and equip it to your dark and pair that with the awesome weapon skill legs that dark gets. So, you know, there is something to be said for salvage gear still in that it can go between multiple jobs and you can use it between multiple jobs. And for those that have multiple jobs leveled, it seems to be much more beneficial in the end.
Right, because you still have a an issue where, like, I'm still going to be using my Morgan's legs after I upgrade my Black Mage pants because they've got the most mind on my legs, so I'd still use them for a Stone Skin set.
Yeah, right on, dude. Right on.
Same thing for the feet and Red Mage. Still have, I think, one of the most mind pieces. So it's not like these pieces are going to be completely useless. They're still going to have a use. It's just going to be a lot more specialized. People are going to have to be inventive in the way they use them.
Yeah.
They're just not going to be as full-time as they were, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But, you know, and again, it's, you know, it's a new era of the game. We've got a new level cap now. It's time for some of these pieces to become more, you know, specific pieces. For you know, like a macro piece, a specific right. macro piece.
Nothing wrong with it. It's so useful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you've put the time in, you've got the reward. Congratulations, and also congratulations on your Morgan's body. That's really awesome.
Thank you. I do also have to say though, you know, people are kind of like blinded by, you know, the prospect that these pieces might not be useful, and the problem with that now is not a lot of people are doing salvage anymore. And I know specifically two people on my link show are trying to upgrade mythic weapons that have trials. And their sources of Alexandria are just dried up right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You don't really think about that. And it's kind of similar to, you know, back in the day when salvage and assaults were brand new, a lot of the endgame players focused their attention from HNMs and, you know, these huge 24-hour spawns and whatnot, and started moving towards salvage and assault and all of the new TOAU events. And we saw abjurations for stuff like e-body just kind of disappear. And then they reintroduced those abjurations through something like Ein Harrier. So it would be nice if, you know, some of these things that are becoming harder and harder to acquire, you know, the ancient beast coins from Limbus, or, you know, like you said, the Alexandrite from Salvage, if there were multiple ways to gain those and not just through one single event.
Multiple ways to gain those, or I'm thinking maybe if they put some minor Magian trials onto the Salvage gear to give people some incentive to go back and do that content again.
That's true. That's true. A lot that has been, that idea has been tossed out there a lot, so... that's entirely possible. And I gotta say, you know, it's really kind of sad that a very cleverly designed event like Salvage gets kind of tossed by the wayside, when better gear comes out, because that event is so much fun to do.
Well, I've heard people like, I've heard rumors. I haven't gotten any sources to like cite or anything, but I've heard something crazy like Ninja Dancer going to like Bathlow Rendants and completely cleaning up.
Oh yeah, no, I've heard reports of like four to six Black Mages just owning Salvage as an event, just tearing through it. So, you know, maybe people will start to get inventive. And, you know, one of the things that we had said when we first heard about this level cap raise is that things like Salvage and Sky and all of these endgame events that we were doing at 75 suddenly become much easier as the level cap raises, so you need much less resources to go do something. And, you know, conceivably maybe Salvage is something that you do casually, you know, just ask the link shell, hey, dude, like, who wants to go do some salvage and just grab people from the LS? So, you know, there's that possibility, too, which is a pretty cool possibility.
Yeah, definitely. The only thing that they would need to kind of reevaluate is right now, no matter how many people that you really need to go in there, you need at least six to enter or fake some sort of entry in order to even get in there.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks, Sayumeo. I appreciate the call, and take it easy once again. Congratulations on your Morgan's body.
Thanks.
But you know, good point there. I guess maybe I was being a little bit harsher or jumping the gun a little bit when I say that salvage gear is completely outmodded. It's not completely, but it's getting close. I mean, it's starting to become, you know, a little bit of older gear. All right, let's move on from Black Mage here. Let's go to Warrior. Because why not? Tom 2, Tom 2, I know that
ladies first. That's fine. Ladies first.
I know you've got Warrior, but we've also got White Mage still ahead of us. Max, since you're our super secret guest for this episode, why don't you give us the stats on these Warrior pieces? Because these are amazing.
Ooh, my pleasure. Okay, Ravager's Mask +2. This is the headpiece. Defense 38, strength +8, vitality +8, accuracy +14, attack +14, critical hit rate +3%, double attack +4%.
This turns me off because there is no haste, and I am all about the haste build.
No, that's the next piece.
That's true.
Yeah, but on the head, I still like the turban because the faster you hit stuff, the faster you kill stuff.
But the double attack!
Double attack is not equal to haste.
Yeah, well, guess what? It doesn't matter because I got both on my head. Take that.
But yeah, I am just like so excited about this piece.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like I can't wait.
that is seriously a great piece. Let's take a look at the legs.
Okay, Ravager's Cuisses +2, defense 54, attack +15, double attack +5%, haste +7%, fencer +1.
Sweet fencer +1!
Yeah!
Wow, it's for those riddle wars.
But hey, I mean that's a great TP piece. Totally.
Definitely.
Totally blows out the cat pants.
I just can't believe the double attack on this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the set augments double attack. Like, holy crap.
You're right, because, like you said, the set augments double attack, but on top of these three pieces already, you already got 9% double attack on top of it. That's insane.
If I ever see a warrior that is using +2 gear and they do anything except double attack, I will be surprised. That is a lot of double attack. And I mean, every percentage, that's just, that's so awesome.
Like,
so awesome.
Like, okay, so like 9%, 12, good God.
Oh, something you need to know about all of these sets.
17%.
Yeah, it's sick.
Something you need to know about.
And I don't even know how much you get from the augment. It's like 17% without the augment. Like,
and there's probably going to be double attack on the body and the hands too.
Well, you know,
yeah. See, now that's what
this.
I want to know. Do you have to have all five pieces for it to be considered?
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
go ahead,
Tom 2, tell us.
I'm trying to say, all of these pieces.
Tell us, Tom 2.
Anything that says,
tell us.
You know, augments or.
You should
enhances.
Tell us about. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Anyway.
That's from Tom.
No. All of these pieces, what they do,
guys,
they already give a. Shut the hell up! It's already too late.
Oh, we love you, Tom, too.
What I'm wondering is, do you need all three pieces, or do you just need some?
No,
It's actually a stack bonus. So if you only have like 3 pieces, that will give you a lesser augment than you would have if you had 4 or 5 pieces on. Kind of like the campaign gear that also gives it augment in stages.
With, oh, okay.
Depending on the amount
of
pieces.
So guys, I heard that the set augments stack depending on
oh man! Oh,
okay,
too funny.
Okay, feet.
Yes. Oh shit! We haven't done the feet yet. Oh my god. Oh.
Okay. No. Ravagers Caligae. Defense 27. Accuracy +7. Haste +5%. Increases critical hit damage. Enhances retaliation effect.
Oh wow! But that's again. Haste +5%. That's already better than Homam. You got the accuracy on there too.
So now we have all this double attack and haste +12% with the other two pieces on top of all the double attack.
Yep. And if you don't want the double attack on your head, you can just always switch back to the fucking turban.
Then you're at 17% haste.
There you go.
With 3 pieces alone.
3 pieces. Just 3. That's amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the hands and the body piece do. Like, I'm so excited. I haven't been this excited since, like, God, I don't even know when.
It seriously?
Poor Tiger.
Seriously?
The game came out.
It is really exciting. All right, cool. Well, that takes it for war right there. Why don't we... no, nobody cares about Blue Mage.
Yeah, skip that.
All right, White Mage. Tantu, this one's right up your alley. Why don't you tell us about White Mage here?
So the Oris and Poop Sock +2 gives you...
It does kind of look like that, doesn't it? It's perfect shape.
Why is your poop red?
That seems like a medical problem.
That's a doctor.
Maybe I'm
issue.
Too butthurt from getting, you know, getting interrupted or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Defense defense is 30 on the head. MP +50, mind +10, cure potency +10%, enhances divine veil effect.
What does divine veil do again?
Divine veil is a job trait at level 50 that makes the, oh my god.
Okay, when you use divine seal, it makes the status eraser AoE.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Basically, that's what the White Mage Mythic Club does as well as an aftermath.
Yeah, that does it permanent.
So basically, you kind of have a mythic weapon on your head. Maybe you got hit. Maybe you got hit with a mythic weapon on your head, and that's why it's pooping red.
Anyway. I cure you now, Durs.
In my opinion, the best piece of the 3, the Orison Pantaloons +2, defense 41, mind +7, healing magic casting time -12%. Now, keep in mind that if you cap out your merits on cure cast timer, that's already at 12%. So right now you're on -24% healing on cures.
Damn.
But the most uber part of this, that is over 9,000, is converts 5% of cure amount to MP. Now, white mages over the past years have never, ever gotten away or a spell or ability to get MP back one way or another. The only way was like with staff skill and spirit taker, I think, and then Mystic Boon, the weapon skill from Nizul, to get your MP back that way. But converting 5% of your cure amount
that's
to MP,
amazing.
Getting that back, that's crazy.
That's insane. Now, let me ask you a question here, Tantu. Is that buff, is that on the +1 legs?
That's on the +1 as well. +1 gives you a convert 2% of the cure amount to MP.
Still, though, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. That's why I'm focusing on the pants first.
I don't blame you. That is excellent. That is amazing.
3%.
You mean you're focusing on warrior pants?
No, my white mage outpones you right now, little asshole. Horse and Duck Bills plus 2, Defense 18, HP plus 30, MP plus 30, Mind plus 8, Enhancing Magic Skill plus 20, Enhances Auspice Effect, and the entire set augments the Elemental Resistance spells, which is nice. Actually pretty nice.
You can finally stop using those AF2 pants.
You know, these set bonuses are really... Some of them confuse me. You know, like, specifically, like, you know, the dark one that's, augments your attack based on your HP, but it's so vague. The only thing that I can assume is that your attack goes up as your HP goes down. That would make sense for, like, Dark Knights. But some of these set augments are kind of weird. But still though, excellent pieces of gear, you know, and something worth mentioning, and I think we did mention this, is that all of the plus ones are pretty much worth getting and using too. So, you know, it's not like during this process, like you do with Trial of the Magian's weapons, where you have this like useless piece of gear taking minus one inventory space. And until it gets good enough, I mean, right off the base stats for the gear is crap, but as soon as you get it to that plus one, makes it totally, totally worth it. And again, the fact that you can quest those, that you can quest most of the plus one pieces, that's really cool. So, you know, if you're a glutton for punishment and you like repetitive stuff, I guess that's right up your alley then. Yep. So, all right, let's move on to LOL Blue. Who wants to do Blue Mage?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I think that this is the perfect time to put Tiger back on, because there are many, many pinecone bomb cracks afoot.
Oh, well, Max, it was great to have you on as our super special surprise guest today. And of course you're welcome back anytime, to LBR. And once again, remember to vote for Max. Go vote for Max. Do it now.
I will provide Aniro with the information and he will put the links on the front page or I will hunt him down.
Yes. Apparently I will put the links on the front page. Apparently.
Yes, you will. I will hunt you down.
I retract my vote because you were being jerks.
What?
I voted for you. Uh-huh.
Well, Vicky gets free buttons at Yomacon then.
Yay!
I voted for that one person with the stick figure of the dog. I like that drawing.
That makes, you know, that makes so much sense for you, Juxta. It's not even funny.
Yeah, we're laughing.
Bye, guys.
All right. See you later, Max. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So who wants to cover the stupid Blue Mage set?
We're not doing Blue Mage next.
Yes, we are. Skip. It's already up on the screen.
We can scroll down.
It's the next one. It's on my screen.
Come on. Someone.
Blue Mage gets a not blue set. Plus two. Moving on.
It's so LOL. Look at it. It's not even blue. It's white. Is this
maybe the body will have blue on it?
I do like that.
What is it? No, it's like that one. There's a class in the earlier FFs that have like armor, like Mystic Knight or something that kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're going for. I think.
Mm-hmm. So these are blue Mystic Knight mages. Is that
there
it?
You.
So we're gonna have. Blumichniks? Is that what they are?
What they've done is given the only class that can self-destruct, well, this, one of the only classes that can self-destruct, a Taliban armor set.
Oh, man. Well, between self-destruct and final sting, I think Square Enix is trying to send a message, and that is, blues, go kill yourself.
Or at least try.
I saw a screenshot of a blue mage using final sting on, you know, just like a strolling sapling and failing. And dying. So way to go. Way to go, blue mages. Congratulations. Enjoy your new spell.
Sky Shell had one opportunity to convince me to level blue. I told them to final sting. We had like three or four blue mages in the alliance, and I told them to, okay, guys, you guys are going to final sting Ulikumi. They failed horribly, so I'm never going to level blue mage. I told them, if you can pull it off, if I don't know, they weren't in, they were in their own little party, the a blue mage party.
Reject party.
Everyone, pretty much.
They don't get to be part of the alliance because they're self-sufficient. Yeah, enjoy your retake refresh
until they're found.
Erase me.
The name of this set is Mavi, and Mavi is the Turkish word for blue. Yet the armor is not blue. I just found that amusing. I'm sorry.
The years they actually used.
There are a bunch of turkeys.
What?
Anyway, okay.
What the hell is happening? It should have been the Navi set, and then every time you do a blue magic spell, it's like, hey, listen.
Okay, let's read the stats. Okay, the Mavi Kavuk is the head. All right. It has defense 34, accuracy plus 12, sword skill plus 7, haste plus 6, and enhances chain affinity. There you go. It's pretty good, I think. Because a lot of blues wear turban, and that's definitely better than the turban. So,
congratulations.
Automatically.
You can 2 hours so you can whiff more often.
Yeah, it's haste plus 6%, but, you know, a lot of melee-based headpieces got that, so...
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and sword skill's awesome, chain affinity effect. I'm not sure how it enhances it, but I know that's awesome, too. So.
Fair enough. All right, legs now.
Legs, Mavi Tate. 47 defense, strength plus 8, dex plus 8, blue magic skill plus 15, haste plus 4%, enhances efflux effect. What is that?
I have no
idea. This is a new ability they got this update, and apparently it's amazing. It buffs the physical spells with a TP bonus or something. It's blue. I don't really care.
Nobody does. It's cool.
TP is good. Okay.
It makes their spells better, I guess. Everyone cares about the mechanics of blue mages except blue mages, and we already decided that they don't.
I mean, granted, they pull off like 2k damage with that quad continuum or something.
I saw a screenshot of like 8k. Like,
oh my god, what was it yesterday?
Yeah, that's true. It was
in Limbus? Yeah, it was yesterday in Limbus where Skuro did like a 5.7k quad continuum on the final boss.
Don't stroke his ego.
No, we'll just burn him. We'll burn him down. No, you need to get to 85 first before you can say anything, lady.
Doesn't matter what his ego is, he's a blue mage. Yeah.
I think at level 80, Vicky may be less useful than a blue mage.
I really don't think so. Would you like to challenge me?
I think
I'm not a blue mage. You don't have to prove anything to me. Go fight Sir Kuro guy.
Did we get the legs yet?
No, we didn't get the feet.
That's it. All right, that's feet.
Okay. The Mavi Bazak. Defense 23, intelligence plus 10, magic accuracy plus 8, magic attack bonus plus 8, enmity minus 6, enhances burst affinity effect, and the set, what does OCC mean?
Occasionally.
It occasionally augments the magic spell.
Means ocularly. Ocularly augments blue magic spells.
Well, why only occasionally when other jobs get it all the time? Stuff like that.
Because it's blue mage.
Oh, wow. There's your answer.
But maybe it occasionally just makes them really freaking powerful. So.
Oh, poor blues. They get shit on tonight.
They always get shit on.
All right. Well, that's it for blue mages. Let's take a look at Bard. Has anyone leveled Bard?
Me.
I stopped at 75.
Mine's at 7.
I have Bard at 80.
That doesn't count. If you're still at 80, then you're the intern position today. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but I have more jobs at 75 than y'all have at 85 combined. Okay.
I love it. She has a Matt's cap, and yet we're sitting here and hitting on her for still being level 80. It's great. I love it.
Matt's cap isn't even that great anymore. I mean, come on, just get an Abyssia burn.
Oh man!
Get like a job to 75 in like 8 hours in Abyssia. I mean, come on, it's not that big of an accomplishment.
Do I get the feeling that they're going to be able to augment Matt's cap and Magian soon?
Yeah, there you go.
I would accept. I would accept that. That I wouldn't have a problem with.
Or like beat Matt's cap on the 5 newest jobs and like enhance your Matt's cap or beat Matt's cap. I don't know.
Matt's cap is replaced by Nomad Moogle.
Nomad Moogle.
Or the one Koopa that talks Fright, Japanese. Yeah.
Oh man. All right. So Tiger
AOI
Fury
does
Tiger Fury, since you leveled Bard to 75, why not?
Okay. The hat. Yeah, it's defense 33, charisma +8, song spell casting time -12%, enmity -7, magical +1, and of course the set bonus augment songs. That's pretty good.
That's
kind of vague.
Very vague.
What do you mean vague? It makes them better. What's
like
vague
the plus
about that?
Ones, you know, it extends the song length by a little bit, I believe. I don't even really know a whole bunch about Bard. I leveled it to 75 because it was easy and it was fast. And yeah.
Merits.
Merits. You leveled it for like everyone else who levels Bard.
No, that's not true. I play it and I'm here sometimes.
If you have your choice of jobs, is it going to be Bard?
No, that's a different question.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
But I do enjoy, like, if it comes to a merit party and it comes to being pulling Bard and not pulling, I like pulling.
If there is someone in the audience right now that started this game to level Bard, I want to hear from you.
And still is playing Bard.
Yeah.
And enjoying it. And it has not crushed your spirit yet.
And if you step up and answer, you're a liar.
I used to know some career bards. Like, some bards have Jallarhorn, and that becomes their job, you know?
Apparently, some bards use f***ing daggers. Did anyone else know this? I didn't.
Bards have weapon skills. Who knew?
Let's scare a Nero some more by meleeing on Bard.
Yes, that's right. Go to hell, meleeing bards. Go to hell. Okay. All right. Pants. The pants.
Yeah, pronounce it.
The pants.
Pants.
Aoidos. There you go.
Ringrave?
Ringrave. Yeah. +2.
Ringrave.
They're level 83, you got defense 42, magic accuracy +7, singing skill +10, song recast delay -6, ballad +1, and...
Ballad +1. See, that's win right there. That would make me want to level Bard.
No, actually, the Bard set is really freaking amazing, because it's tailored towards Bards.
Yep.
Like, yeah, it is.
Ballad +1 is... That's just win. You can't argue with that.
Not to mention there's a harp with ballad +1 now, too, isn't there?
I believe so.
Yeah, there's a bard harp out there now.
Oh, really?
Oh. You have, like, out that, like, this, like you can get a 2006 Jallarhorn.
All right, cool.
All right.
And the feet.
And the feet. Cothurnus? Is that... That's good enough.
Okay. Yeah, fair. Whatever. Who cares?
Defense 18, charisma +11, movement speed +12%, talking speed -12%, adds regen effect. Shatter Zone +1, that'll work too. All right.
So there you go. That's the Bard +2 set, and apparently Ballad +1 reason enough to get it.
Yeah,
agreed.
It is.
I'm not going to do it, but yeah, it's a good reason.
Yeah,
do they have the ballot +1 on the +1 piece, or is it just the +2?
That's a good question. All I have is the +2s in front of me, so I really don't know.
How do you spell it?
If the wiki has it, I'll be shocked. because the wiki's been updating real slow these days.
This page needs content. You can help by adding a sentence or a photo.
Lexi says, plus two only.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Good. Good enough for me.
Yeah. All right. Which moves us on to the Beastmaster set. I got to say, I really love the design for the helmet of this set.
Yeah, you wish it was on
dark. It's really so awesome.
You wish it was the dark helm.
I do. I kind of feel a little bit cheated by the dark helm because it's just like all of the other shit that we've gotten. It is. Well, it's dark. It's the same set with different colors, except black and red. I can get much more behind than black and purple.
Q.
It'll probably look better with the. It's probably a little different, and you won't really notice till you have the whole set.
Yeah, the body's going to be awesome. I can tell right
it's
now.
It's Dark Knight. You have dark armor. How much more special effectness can you get?
Big horns.
Black metal. There you go.
Spikes everywhere with blood dripping off of it.
That's exactly what I want. That is exactly what I want.
That's the Warlock set from World of Warcraft. That is clearly not a melee set.
Did anyone bother leveling Beastmaster?
66.
Well, 40. Obviously you. I would love to see how somebody gets a Matt's cap without leveling Beastmaster. That would be a mystery to me.
You level it, and then you de-level it.
I swear, if I ever get Matt's cap, I'm doing that with Bard.
All right. I'll talk about the beast set here. You've got the headpiece, defense 37, dex plus 8, charisma plus 8, accuracy plus 8, and haste plus 6%. For the pet, it enhances monster correlation effects... And for the set,
what the hell is correlation effects?
It's actually how the beast killer or the killer effects work. Like if you use a plant type versus a beast, or the other way around, the target mob can get intimidated by it, depending on the family you stick at them.
Okay, well, it could just say. Killer effect thing. I don't care.
And
killer effect thing.
The attack occasionally varies with pet's HP. Attack occasionally varies with pet's HP.
Does that mean it'll randomly? If your pet has one HP, it'll randomly clock in that point in time and.
Who knows?
Occasionally, you can attack when your pet has HP.
For the legs here, defense 51, charisma plus 10, accuracy plus 7, attack plus 7, haste plus 7%. Again, that haste, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Stout servant plus 1. Any ideas?
I believe that is the damage reduction for pets.
Okay.
I want to say.
Whatever. And then...
Didn't they just get that recently? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, all the legs, it seems like, have had enhances to new things on them, so yeah, I'd assume.
Newer, at least. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Decreases damage taken by pet. Yeah, it turns them into a tank.
Fair enough. All right.
The ability. Okay.
And then for the feet, you got defense 25, strength plus 7, dex plus 7, accuracy plus 8, double attack plus 3%, enhances the spur effect. I don't know. Again, not a Beastmaster, so I don't really know exactly how this works. But on the outside, looks pretty cool. So,
yeah. Grats.
Looks like someone ripped a Tauren's head off and put it on the Beastmaster.
I mean, you pretty much gear Beastmaster like a warrior for most situations, unless you're soloing or doing specific things with your pet. So that gear's pretty good.
Unless you're soloing?
Well, I mean, there's
what else are you doing?
Well, you go back and forth, like you fight with your pet, and then sometimes you'll back off and let your pet do the work, and there's different gear for different situations.
It looks like it's a TP and a charm set mashed into one set, because of all the charisma and all the TP-ish stuff on it.
Sounds good.
Fair enough. All right.
Fair enough. Enough fair.
That brings us to Corsair. Corsairs.
Gnar.
You know, yes. That headpiece looks really badass.
You get an eye patch.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
I'm so psyched. I would love a Corsair just for that hat. My Corsair
go
is level 5.
You don't need to level it. You can just buy it.
Oh, man.
Buy the hat. And go put on tiger. A mannequin.
So, okay, Tiger, tell us about this Corsair set.
This stuff is awesome. Okay, you got the Navarch's Tricorn. defense 35, agility plus 10, ranged accuracy plus 16, rapid shot plus 10, enhances blitzer's roll effect, which is the new haste roll. Well, attack delay down roll. And then the set augments quick draw, and the early reports on that, augment is that doesn't really affect the damage, but the enhancement of enfeebles. Like, so if someone's cast slow on it and you hit it with Earth Shot, it's going to make the slow stronger.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
You know, on the last limit breaking news, when we had talked about the addition of Blitzer's role, I had said that Juxta, your comment about the it gains TP slower didn't sound right. Somebody set me straight on that, and I accept it. Let me put it that way. I accept that as the correct answer. I still think it's f***ed up though.
Yeah, it's gonna make people cry about their 4 or 5 hit set, whatever they've got. But
yeah,
Zerg, it's just gonna be right on time.
That's true. That's true. And I mean, you know, I don't know. It's debatable. I'm gonna let BG sort that one out. I'll stay out of it. But all right. Well, what about these legs here?
Okay, the legs, defense 47, dex and agility plus 8, store TP plus 8, enhances snapshot effect and caster's roll effect. Caster's roll, of course, is the fast cast roll. So that's pretty good already.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. And the snapshot effect, that's cool because it reduces the delay for ranged attacks. So if you're shooting bullets, like if you're a good Corsair, you will, then that'll come in handy.
Yeah, isn't snapshot like basically a haste for ranged attacks?
It is.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. I see a lot of Corsair white mages. I hear that's a pretty good thing to do.
Gimps.
For Corsair.
Gimps! 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 Them all. And they should sell their accounts because they're worthless. Sub-red mage. Who are you curing? Make friends with a mage. Seriously. Now, if you're going out and quick draw kiting something or soloing, use Red Mage. You can cure yourself. You get the bonus from the magic attack for a quick draw, and nobody laughs at you.
Yeah, but see, when you sub White Mage, then you can cure other people, kind of like
I will
a bard White Mage.
Corsair White Mage.
No, Corsair White Mage is defendable if you're like XPing in Kadarvamire or something.
Nope.
Silena, you're. Your paladin and stuff, because like the white, like if you have people with sub nin and dark knights, they all need Silena, and if the white mage can't do all five people at once, so you can help.
Then why did they level white mage? That's what they're there for. They have divine.
Why are they subbing ninja?
People do it. I know. It's sad.
So
see, I know nothing. I know nothing about Corsair.
So. I'll take the show and random white mage as a sub forever.
Why do people level ninja?
Why do people level ninja?
I don't know.
They have shadows.
Ninja.
They're for
cool.
Shadows.
They're sneaky.
So they can be like Sasuke-kun.
Believe it.
If that's your justification for leveling ninja, you should throw yourself off of a bridge.
Or go play WoW.
Adult Swim hates you, and so do I.
Believe it.
Oh man! All right, did we get to the feet? We did the feet.
No, we didn't do the feet.
All right, let's check out the feet then.
Okay, the feet have agility plus 13, magic accuracy plus 10, enhances quick draw effect, enhances Corsair's roll effect. And, of course, the quick draw augment. Now, Corsair's roll is the new roll that enhances snapshot. So your haste for ranged attacks is also are the best quick draw boots in the game now, replacing the first AF plus one.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, I've noticed with this set, it's like, you know, the first set of AF, it was, you know, like certain pieces were really useful and, you know, for certain things, like you wouldn't, I mean, once you hit 75, you did not use your AF, like once you were past 60, like it was like, it's time to take the AF off and work on some better gear. And then, You know, the Dynamis gear, that was, I mean, again, more kind of situational stuff. Some of the buffs on some of those pieces were really quite odd. And now with this Empyrean armor, with the AF3, they've really kind of like, really like, what do these jobs use the most? And let's put that all on some gear and give that to them. And really, they've outdone themselves, especially for, you know, really specializing the gear for the job. And again, I really do want to say kudos to Square Enix, because they did a really great job with the with these gear sets.
Absolutely.
That moves us on to the Dancer. And I understand, Nell, you'd like to talk about the Dancer set.
Oh, my God, do I ever...
Dance is pretty good.
Charis Tiara plus 2, defense 32, accuracy plus 8, attack plus 8, store TP plus 7, haste plus 6%, enhances climactic flourish effect.
Is that good?
Now, the theory behind that is it's either going to increase the amount of critical hits it generates, or it's going to increase the damage that they do.
Oh, fair enough. All right.
Climactic flourish forces, depending on the amount of finishing moves you have, it forces the next hits to be critical. So if you have 5 finishing moves, your next 5 hits are all crits. That includes weapon skills.
Awesome. Awesome.
And it's got store TP, and any kind of plus TP for Dancer is awesome.
Yeah, store TP for Dancer is huge.
Especially when you've got enough dual wield bonus that you're down to like 2.5 TP a hit.
Oh, man. But, I mean, store TP and the haste plus 6%. And the accuracy on there, dude, that's just, I mean, that's so awesome.
And there's attack too.
I see the attack. Thanks, Juxta.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charis, tights plus 2, defense 45, evasion plus 15, dagger skill plus 5, haste plus 5%, enhances tactical parry effect.
Very nice.
Haste plus 5%, that is a godsend to Dancers.
That's huge.
Prior to Abyssia, the best we got was 3%. Dagger really? Skill?
What was the 3% on?
The AF legs, and that was it.
Oh.
We had the AF legs, the relic legs, then we had the Mughal Kubo de Top pants, and then finally Abyssia came.
Well, hold on. Don't you get the Aure legs? Doesn't those give you 4%?
No,
that's from
3.
Abyssia.
3%
prior to
Abyssia.
Oh, okay.
Is it 4% on those?
Nope, it's 3%.
I think it's 3.
Three.
No, it's 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's 3.
Charis Toe Shoes plus 2, defense 21, dex plus 8, charisma plus 8, store TP plus 8, haste plus 4%, enhances feather step effect. Feather step is the new step that we just got that increases the chance that we land critical, like, that people will land critical hits on the mob.
Awesome.
And the fact that it's 8, charisma plus 8, that's an extra 8 hit points when we cure. It's not
nice.
Much, but it's more than 1 or 2% from the feat. And
that's a pretty good piece for when you're doing Dancing Edge, because it's 8 dex and 8 charisma, which both are mods for Dancing Edge. Yeah,
whole set augments. Now, I haven't been able to find anything about this on Blue Garter, but early theories are going on that it's going to either increase the amount of hit points or MP that people drain, as well as increase the speed that we get from his Samba.
Nice.
So if it does, that would be absolutely incredible, even if it's only like 1% per piece.
Man, and there's haste on each one of these pieces too.
Yeah, they have like the second highest haste amount from all of these sets. Only being outdone by 17% on Ninja.
That's sick.
Who levels Ninja?
We haven't seen the whole set yet.
That's true. We haven't seen the whole set, and God, I really can't wait to see what these body pieces end up looking like, because they're just going to be so epic.
Give me 6% haste on the body, between the body and hands, and I will be happy as a clam.
All right. Well, that takes care of Dancer, and now we move on to Dragoons. Do we, Vicky?
Me.
Yeah,
me,
that would be
me.
You, Vicky. Go ahead.
All right.
Lancer's all right. Missile.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're not at 85 yet. Come on now. Let's get somebody else. No, I'm kidding.
Let's let a real player say
this.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, we're.
Let's let a host say it. You're an intern, remember? Intern Vicky.
Lancer's Mezzale. Defense 40, attack 20, polearm skill plus 7, haste plus 6. Wyvern occasionally absorbs damage taken. The set occasionally, or attack occasionally varies with Wyvern's HP. Not sure on that one, but polearm skill and haste and attack on the head equals win.
That is pretty cool. Dark Knight's better. Excuse me, it just slipped. Sorry. God.
Let's see. The pants. Lancer's cuissots. Defense 52, strength plus 9, vit plus 9, attack plus 18, increases critical hit damage, enhances soul jump effects. Now, if I'm seeing this correctly, depending on which weapon screw you're using, this totally blows Ares pants out of the water. I mean, the Ares has double attack plus 2%, but I think this might win.
Yeah,
jump
Ares
too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely good for jumps. Jumps are based on vitality, which is awesome.
But they're also—I mean—that's also a good weapon skill piece because most of your weapon skills are based on strength, aren't they?
Yeah, except for Pentathrust's strength plus dex, and that's why I use Ares pants currently. But I think. Okay. This may, I mean, I need some parsing done, I think. But I definitely, for Drake's Bane, it's definitely good. So
good stuff there, definitely, for sure.
And the shoes. Oh, let's see if I can pronounce this word. Lancer's Shinbalbs, or something. Defense 26, vitality plus 10, accuracy plus 12, attack plus 12, haste plus 5, spirit jump TP bonus.
Very good. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I guess you're glad that you got your
man out of the water right there.
I guess you're glad that you got your end feet now, given that there's no strength on the feet there.
Yeah.
Although although the haste plus 5%, that makes it a very nice TP piece.
Yeah, it totally makes. I mean, I no longer use Homam ever again.
That's true.
I guess the legs are still good with the haste, but the feet, no way.
That's true. Fair enough. Well, there's Dragoon for you. I guess Dragoons are pretty happy. Are there Dragoons that are bitching about what they got? Anyone?
I don't believe so.
I don't see a reason to bitch there. So why don't we move on to?
Well, I don't see any haste on those legs. So I don't know.
That's okay because it's a really solid weapon skill piece and jump piece. So I'm content with that.
All right,
the whole set would be kind of cool.
Now
it doesn't have haste though. I don't see any haste on it.
Shut up. It's Dark Knight time. Now we get to the best set in the game ever.
The Christian Bale Burgundy.
I guess people are calling this the Batman set. I guess both the name and the look sort of justify that. We'll start with the Bale Burgundy. The headpiece, defense 42, strength plus 7, awesome. Dex plus 7, awesome. Scythe skill plus 7, I guess people who use scythes, they'll like that. Double attack plus 3%, all right, that's awesome. And haste plus 6%, that makes it an excellent, excellent, excellent piece
Scythe
of TP gear.
Scythe is greater than greatsword. Just
no,
you're supposed to have 6 haste and scythe skill. Why would you not use scythe at this point?
He's making poop socks.
He's filling them up. His great sword is full of shit.
Oh, man. My greatsword does suck. That's okay. But the set attack occasionally varies with HP. I'm going to guess that is as your HP decreases, your attack will increase. Moving on to the legs. These are great. Bale Flanchards plus 2. Defense 53. Strength plus 12. That is huge. Huge. Accuracy plus 15. Attack plus 15. Dark magic skill plus 15. And also enhances nether void effect. I mean, strength strength plus 12 right there. That is definitely a very, very, very strong weapon skill piece. And
Yeah,
and the accuracy and attack don't hurt either. That especially if you've got a multi-hit weapon skill, you're using something like Guillotine, that's really going to end up playing to your advantage. So awesome, totally awesome piece there. And finally we get to the Bale Solarets, which are defense 27, strength plus 9, int plus 9, mind plus 9. Don't know what the mind's all about, but magic accuracy plus 8, magic attack bonus plus 8, and enhances occult acumen effect. There you go. There you have it. Strength plus 9. Again, that definitely trumps the end feat for weapon skilling. And to be honest, you know, I've heard a lot of Dark Knights bitching that these you know, the legs and the feet, they're only really good for weapon skills, and that's true, but they're great for weapon skills, and I'm pretty satisfied with my TP gear as of right now. So,
and if you cast nukes, you could wear them.
If you're an idiot and you cast nukes on Dark, yes, you can wear these.
Go cast Aero 3. Help with drain.
Yeah, you can use the Tier 3 spells now, right?
Yeah, we can. But they're so not worth the MP cost.
Well, now you can get TP with your enhances occult acumen.
I can get 2 TP instead of 1. That's awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, dark magic skill plus 15 on the list. Go, Asper.
Yeah, dark magic skill is awesome. You know, drain, Asper, all of the absorbs. Those are the spells that Dark Knights should be using, not the Tier 3
so
elementals.
So you can nuke more.
No. Not without
white mage.
All right. Well, that's Dark Knight for you. So I don't know. I'm excited. I like these pieces of gear, and I just got the plus ones for the legs, and totally trumps what I was using for my weapon skill legs. So that's killer. Moving right along to Monk. It's Monk time. Hey, where's Ellison, Juxa?
She's right here. You want to have her do
you know what, we had Max come on and be a super secret special guest. Let's have another one. Let's bring on Ellison.
Actually, she's went to bed.
Oh, bummer. That's too bad.
Right.
Lightweight. It's 5 a.m. here.
No, she has to wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow, so.
Ouch. I am awake at 5 a.m.
Funny that. So I'm going to randomly pick Nell. Why don't we talk about Monk?
Oh, awesome.
Wait, hold on. She may be coming.
It's one of my other jobs.
Give me one
second. Wait. Oh, Ellison might be coming. Now we have to hold the whole show.
That's okay. We like.
I wish I had elevator music that I could just kind of pop on. I could pop back to your song, Tom, too.
No.
Okay, sorry. Oh, false alarm.
False alarm. Okay, Nell, Monk.
I haven't said one yet. Look at this one.
You haven't?
I haven't said any yet.
Gateway
Dancer.
Yeah, you're right. Nell, you did get Dancer, so Juxta, take Monk.
True.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, would have. We have someone broke the kitchen sink. All right, we have Tantra Crown plus 2. We have defense plus no one gives a fuck. Strength plus 7. Subtle blow plus 10. Haste plus 7%.
I call shenanigans for them getting an extra percent of haste. No.
What the hell?
Screw you, monks. I want that 7% haste, not you.
That's right.
Eat get your 6% on your elemental dark stuff and enjoy it. Oh, and it increases perfect counterattack.
Which isn't so perfect.
which is still broken.
Yes. Not so perfect. It's still pretty good, though. That's a pretty good piece, IMO. Next, we come along to Tantra Hose. Not to be confused with the Garden Hose. You have defense plus f you, accuracy plus 10, attack plus 10, store TP plus 6, haste plus 6%, and kick attacks plus 7.
So great, you get to kick more. Yay.
Yeah.
Whee! Kicking is cool, I like it.
I believe plus 7 equates to plus 7% proc rate. So yeah, these are only slightly increasing the rate at which you are attacking. Slightly.
It's actually an extra attack each round that we get. So, like, instead of third attack.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, yeah. With the haste, you're getting attacking a lot faster, and then you're having another chance to kick attack, too. So you're attacking a lot.
It's a good TP piece.
And finally, we have Tantra Gators, which is defense, no one gives a shit. Strength, plus 8. Accuracy plus 8 increases kick attack's attack and enhances footwork effect. Now, based off of past feet from Monk, enhances footwork usually means you're getting like probably a bonus to your haste.
All right.
Footwork is an actual ability. Isn't
yeah.
Isn't
well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the haste kicks. Okay. Gotcha.
Footwork makes it so you only kick attack.
Right.
And the whole set also augments your kick attacks, so if you're not kicking enough, here you go, kick more.
Combine that set right there with your black belt and you've got capped haste.
Wow. Just with those three pieces right there?
Just with the head and legs.
God almighty.
And just so you know, if you have all three of these pieces with the... and your set is augmented, and you have more kick attack gear on your other pieces, your monk will kick ass.
Yeah, apparently the occasionally attacks 2-3 times weapon works while under footwork, so it actually...
Yes.
Whoa.
It actually...
Start kicking.
That's...
So, that is pretty broken, too.
That is... Yeah, that's pretty amazing. All right, that moves us from monk to ninja.
Ninja doesn't exist.
It does seem like with that headpiece that they are kind of catering to the Naruto fanboys.
Just that's kind of like a blue face.
No, it's actually a little bit more of a traditional ninja headpiece.
Is it?
Again,
is it?
Ninja
it looks.
Exist.
It looks like it's got that metal band.
Takeshi, that's who it is.
In the front there. I don't know.
Looks like showing out metal.
Final Fantasy VI.
It does actually. Holy
yeah,
shit!
You know,
it does look like Shadow.
What they're going for.
That's I take it back. That's awesome.
The Shadow set, not the Iga set. I'm calling shenanigans now.
I call Kangaroo Court. All right. So Nell, why don't you take Ninja? Since I was gonna give you Monk and then I didn't.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you do.
Alright, defense 37, dex plus 10, haste plus 6%, enhances dual wield, and it augments in on the Iga Zukin plus 2, which is the headpiece. The legs, Iga Hakama plus 2, defense 48, accuracy plus 8, katana skill plus 5, haste plus 7%, augments Yonin, and Iga Kakayan, defense 23, strength 5, dex 5, haste plus 4%, enhances tactical parry and Utasemi.
Now,
Okay,
now this enhances Utsutsemi. Has anyone, I really don't have the time to keep up on BG, but has anyone actually gotten these and figured out what that means yet?
Word on the downloads, it gives an extra shadow.
Really? Is that both?
That would be 5 then.
Is that both for Ichi and Ni?
So Ichi would be 4 shadows and Ni would be 5.
That's pretty incredible. I would say that makes the feat, I would say, the standout piece among those. I mean, an extra shadow, that's hugely useful. So
now all it does is makes it so you don't use a Shihi when you use it. That's all it does.
kind of like a recycle effect, huh?
Yeah, 1% chance proc rate. Actually, they already have that. It's ninja tool expertise, isn't it?
Yeah. That's basically what that is. Yep.
So that's that for only Utsutsemi. There you go.
But still, that's amazing. That is that's a great piece for ninjas right there. I'd really love to see ninjas get another tier of Utsutsemi and really kind of make a return as a tank. Because Paladin has pretty much taken over. They should have all along. It's funny, we were advocating for Paladin tanks on Limit Break Radio to bring back the Paladin tanks for like our first year, and then they do. So speaking of Paladin, why don't we move on to the Paladin set?
It's the only job I don't have unlocked.
Tiger Fury, why don't you read that then?
I'll read it.
No, who does anyone give a shit about Paladin?
Me.
Okay, then I read it.
Okay, this is pretty sexy, I'll say that much. Okay. The Creed Armit, the head. Defense 44, HP 40, MP 40, shield skill plus 7, enhances fast cast effect, converts 5% of damage taken to MP.
I like how the Paladin set is named after the worst band on the planet.
That's not what it's named after.
They take you higher.
They're not that bad.
Creed is horrible.
My parents would play. No, they're not.
Yes, they. God, they are.
Well, I don't know.
Creed comes. See, Skrull likes Creed. That is enough said right there.
Anyway, you're absorbing a 5% damage. It's not just physical or magical. It's 5% damage.
That's
a real earring on your head.
That's
yeah,
epic.
Plus the shield skill. So I mean, that's freaking awesome. All right, the Creed.
Nice and P boost too.
Yeah, sure. All right, Creed quizzes. Defense 58, HP 50, haste plus 4%, physical damage taken minus 5%, reduces enemy decrease when taking physical damage. Hell yeah.
Sounds yeah.
Good for tanking, yeah. Which is what you're doing, yep. So good.
Oh, sure. Yes, it's awesome. Okay, and Creed Sabatons, which is defense plus 30, accuracy plus 14, enmity plus 7, haste plus 4%, and enhances divine emblem effects. And the set occasionally absorbs damage taken.
What is Divine Emblem?
Divine Emblem.
It makes the next divine magic spell you use give a gives it a huge damage MD spike.
Oh,
to your divine
magic being flash or holy,
or banish.
Yeah, you just or flash holy or banish. You will get more enmity, and this enhances it. I assume by increasing the enmity.
Mm-hmm. The fast cast effect on the head is rumored to be 10%.
That's huge.
Yeah. Ooh.
That is huge.
Wow.
That's Red Mage AF1.
Grueling.
That is the damage it absorbs from all three pieces is around 15%. With only two, it's 10%.
That's epic. That is super epic right there.
So, like Lexi says, it's awesome for blood tanking.
Which is what Paladin should be doing.
That's right. No more sub tanks.
All of you sub ninjas sub.
Who subs in? Ninja doesn't exist.
Tanking and
there
you're
are so many people
damage.
That sub ninja and sub red mage and sub. I don't even know. Like I've had so many arguments like. Paladin Warrior is just a beast. Like, if you gear properly, you should not need shadows. I'm sorry. Really.
Puppet Master.
Okay. And Puppet Master. And nobody cares about Puppet Master. So, let's just laugh at how goofy it is and move right on to Red Mage.
No,
to be honest, when I saw the new gear for Pup, I started leveling it. I'm at 27 now. I'm not even kidding.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
All right, Tiger Fury, go read about your goofy fucking gear. I'm gonna go get a soda.
All right, the,
soda. Don't you mean pop?
The Capella here is hand-to-hand skill plus 5, double attack plus 3%, haste plus 6%, automaton gets a TP bonus. Okay, on the pants, you get accuracy and attack plus 10, haste plus 4, which is 4 more percent than darks get. Enhances the martial arts effect. For the automaton, it enhances the combat skill.
And was then he here for that?
No, he wasn't here. Not. But he'll hear it, and he knows.
No one say anything, and then when he's editing it, he's gonna be like, "Oh, what the fuck!"
He'll cut it out.
Fair enough.
All right, before he gets back, the feat, strength, dex, and intelligence plus 8, accuracy plus 12, enhances tactical switch effect. The automaton gets 13 intelligence and mind, and of course, the set augments attack occasionally. Varies with automatons.
God, are you still talking about Puppet Master? Jesus!
I have a question. I'm curious, Mr. Puppet Master in the making. How, like, when you use automatons, like, do they use their weapon? Like, I'm just curious about their damage and their weapon skills. Like, TP bonus, is that good for automatons? Like, does it actually make a difference if they get TP faster?
The high-end weapon skills? The Ranger Puppet? I was in a merit party. It's before Abyssia came out, and the dude with the puppet master with the little ranger puppet was just destroying everybody in the pars.
See, look at that, Nero. Puppet master destroying people in the pars.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't paying attention at all. At all.
They can destroy people in the pars all they want. They're still going to look gay and return it.
That headpiece headpiece alone is just so dumb. So goofy looking.
That's the piece I like the best.
Guys, you can't call the Puppet Master AF gay because that title belongs to the next set.
That's so queer.
Oh,
no,
man.
It's Estaqueer. No, it's Estaqueer. Yeah.
You gotta say it southern. Estaqueer.
Estaqueer.
Oh, man. And
that is so stupid.
I got a message from Gordor. He says you need to invite more Gordor.
Gordor doesn't exist.
Tell him LOL Gordor.
All right. Are we done with Pop?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. All right. On to Red Mage now, and we're going to bring in another caller here for the Red Mage gear. And I want to welcome Torino.
Oh, it's close enough.
All right, fair enough. Welcome to the show. Now we got the Red Mage gear here, and Juxta, why don't you read off the stats, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
All right, Estoqueer's House X. It is defense. Who's no one gives a shit. Mind plus 13. Enhancing magic skill plus 15. Enmity minus 7. Increases enhancing magic effect duration.
Woo! That's win.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's very intense.
Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving on. Estoqueer's Fusio plus 2. Defense is no one gives a shit. MP plus 65. Int plus 9. Magic accuracy plus 6. Magic attack bonus plus 6. Enhances refresh potency. People have gotten this, and this gives one more tick per refresh. So refresh 2 gives 7 a tick. Refresh 1 gives 4 a tick.
That's pretty sick.
Wow.
Yes. This is basically Ballad 1 for Red Mages.
Nice.
Yep. And finally, we have the Estoqueer's Chapel. We have MP plus.
We gonna go pray to Red Mages now?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Visit the Church of Red Mage.
The Church of the Queer.
That's fabulous.
I wonder what Sale would say about this show. Seriously. Oh, man.
All right, got three.
MP plus 40, Int plus 8, Mind plus 8, Magic Accuracy plus 7, Magic Attack bonus plus 7, Enfeebling Casting Magic Time minus 12%, and defense plus, yeah.
Walls.
Torino, what do you think is the standout piece of gear from between these three?
That's actually kind of hard for me. I really like the head a lot. But the feet, or rather the legs, I think are standout when it comes to other people because they're going to notice they're fresh more.
Yeah. You got a point there.
Also, the feet with the increases enhancing magic effect duration, that's going to help other people too. So they'll notice that as well. But the big thing I see is up until now, the biggest mind you could get on your feet was from Morgan's feet. And that mind 13 is a huge, huge hunk towards slow 2 or paralyzed 2.
Oh, okay. All right.
So people are going to see a huge, like, looking at a red mage and how they affect you, you're going to see a huge increase on slow 2 and paralyzed 2 proc rates.
That sounds seriously awesome.
Yeah.
So
I'm not sure what the augments composure does yet. I really like to know. I hope it's not just some like lame plus 5 accuracy.
I hope it means works on everyone and not just yourself.
That would be excellent.
That would be so OP that it's not going to happen.
Red mages never AoE anything to begin with, so I doubt it would be that.
Well, not AoE, but like if you cast Refresh on someone else, it'll make it longer like it would if you would have cast it on yourself.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hold on. Red mages don't AoE anything ever. Don't you know the only Red Mage sub now is Sub Scholar?
That is the only Red Mage sub.
They have Dialga. They're naturally AoE.
Oh, okay. I take it back. Dialga.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's find a use for Dialga. Anyone?
Taking away shadows from those stupid 30 minions.
It is the best way to make sure your party dies if you've got a large thing around you that you need to sleep. Like a lot of different mobs you need to sleep.
I actually am guilty of that on Red Mage. So maybe
you can see, guys, so this is what happens
for your Dynamis Link show.
That's exactly what happened in my old Dynamis group. That's exactly what happened. Dynamis have Nazia, went to hit Sleepka, button stuck, hit Dialga, end of story.
I do have one thing I've got to ask. Are there any melee bonuses?
Okay, yeah, now I wanted to bring this up because I've heard some red mages bitching about this.
And that is the best part of the update.
Heard some red mages bitching about this, that there is no melee buffs on these gears at all.
Red mage is not melee.
I agree with you. It's good.
You know the really funny part about this?
What? What is
the
that?
The French translation for Estoquer is one who fights using a tuck-style weapon, which is a type of rapier.
But you said French. You've never won anything in their armor class at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're cheese eating surrender monkeys. Who cares what they think?
I can vouch for that. I was there last weekend. Cheese everywhere. God.
Oh, I bet. But yeah, that's what I've heard, that some red mages wanted some better melee buffs on their AF3 gear. Really? Is that really what we want for our red mages to have?
Real red mages don't care about that. I'm sorry, we don't.
Thank you.
It's so true.
Thank you, Torino. Torino. Am I saying that anywhere close to Torino?
No, it's Torino. Thank you.
I just had to ask red mage getting weapons.
No, but look. Ani, it's you. I'm not going to correct you on pronunciation. What's the point?
See? Someone who has learned.
Besides, I'm from the Midwest, too. I get it.
Yeah, there we go.
Represent.
Well, cool. I appreciate the call and the chat about Red Mage gear. And have a good one, man.
Yep. Thanks for letting me on.
See ya.
Later, man.
So there we go. There's a red mage right there for you in a nutshell. And
I just want to say screw you
meleeing red mages.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. If your job name has mage anywhere in the title, do not be meleeing. Thank you,
blue
mages. Get the
blue mages can melee. It depends on what you're doing.
If that's the rule, Juxta, then can we start calling bards bard mages?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
And scholar mages.
The thing about red mages, and it's just like real life, if you want to play with your sword, do it when you're alone.
You know that is the best. That is the best analogy I've heard. Kudos.
Don't take it out in a party because that's going to be inappropriate. And it's going to get you yelled at.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to
see. Exactly.
Nobody wants to see that shit on the bus. Just like nobody wants to see that shit in the party.
I just want to point out something that Nimbu Yosh mentioned.
Why? What?
Red mage, melee red mage is equivalent to great sword darks.
That hurts. That hurts here. It hurts deep.
unless it's an algal.
Why do you need an algal now when you have OAT weapons, man? I mean,
do you have your OAT weapon yet?
No, I do not.
Shut up.
On to Ranger now. Who's leveled Ranger?
Pew, pew. I'll take it.
Okay, Tom, two, take Ranger.
The Sylvan Jepet +2, defense 34, range accuracy +13, range attack +13, subtle blow +10, enhances snapshot effect and enhances double shot effect. The set augments rapid shot, aka you get to shoot faster. A lot faster.
Cool.
A lot faster.
Yay. Cool, cool, cool. All good stuff there.
That's all really good. Sylvan Braggs +2. Defense 46. Range attack +12. Critical hit rate +3%. Store TP +9. True shot +1. And what does true shot do again?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that 100?
Your next shot will 100% hit.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's it.
Ah,
that's
it. Okay.
That store TP +9 is really nice on there too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Sylvan Botillon +2, defense 22, agility +15, marksmanship skill +7, enmity -8, and it enhances unlimited shot effect.
Man, you did spend some time in France, didn't you?
I hate it so much.
That's all right. So does the rest of the world.
It's true.
Now, was there soap available when you got there, or did you have to bring your own?
Oh, man.
Looking at this, I'm curious how you can enhance unlimited shot. It just means your next shot will not use ammo. So how can it not? Can it give you ammo?
Your next two shots are free.
True shot is a damage boost when you are standing at the correct distance from the mob.
Oh, there's something.
So it would double your weapon skill modifiers. Okay.
Okay, then how do you enhance unlimited shot? That's what I want to know. Every time you shoot, we will hand you an arrow. Here you go.
Well, maybe with the double shot ability or something. Where, you know, you expend two arrows, and when you, you know, use that patriarch arrow thing, you know.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Oh, who cares? It's Ranger.
Let's
shoot the stuff.
Let's move on to a better job now. We'll bring another caller in. Lauro is now joining us. Lauro, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Kate.
Kate shit. Yes, exactly.
Oh, you're the one that LOL'd at me at the beginning of the show.
Yes, yes, I did.
Welcome
you know
to the
why?
Show.
Because he's 85.
Zing.
Don't
say anything. Why would you do that?
Sorry.
Strike two, buddy.
Who's the Sam here? Vicky, you are a samurai. So,
yes, I am.
Vicky, why don't you tell us about the Sam gear?
It's pink.
Oh, it's hot.
It's maroon.
Okay, I can live with maroon, but we have seen Square Enix.
I don't know. It's okay. I like the design. I like the design. The colors are questionable, but we'll see.
Okay. Fantasy V style.
Unkai.
It looks like it's pulled right out of there.
Okay. The Unkai Kabuto. Defense 41, dex +7, store TP +8, haste +6%, enhances Saigon effects, and the set augments Zanshin.
And I want to make a note. There's a hidden effect on this piece that makes you 4 times weak to grass attacks.
What? What? What are you talking about?
Missing the joke.
Does it have anything to do with Pokemon? Pokemon?
Yeah, yeah.
Kabuto.
Kabuto on the Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
All I have to say is that out of all of the jobs so far, this set augment is the worst because Zanshin does not matter. By the time you get to this level, like you, if you miss, you should either be double attacking or just not missing.
Yeah, so, you better be cab daggers if you're fighting anything by now, especially with marinara pizza.
I'm kind of disappointed in the Zanshin. Anyway,
well, you're still going to be missing 5% of the time, even at capped accuracy.
That is true.
You should still have double. I mean, I don't know. It's just.
Well, double
I'm
tech.
I'm disappointed compared to the other jobs augments. I'm disappointed in this one.
Okay, that's fair enough. Enough fair.
I guess this set is good for that one guy who, you know, geared up for Zanshin.
Is that Zanshin merit? And then they'll let
And get the minus accuracy on there, blind yourself. Yeah. Get that extra TP. Be like, yeah, guys, I'm missing more, but I'm getting more TP back.
That guy.
All right, let's move on. The Unkai Haidate are defense 54, strength plus 8, dex plus 8, store TP plus 7, haste plus 4%, enhances Hasso.
Very nice.
These legs are so sexy. Oh my! As soon as I saw these legs, I was like, oh my God, Samurai, I love you again.
So are you using these for like TPing, or are you using these for weapon skilling, or both? Because it looks like you could do both.
Honestly, I don't have them yet.
If you did,
I would use these legs for TPing and probably for weapon skill, because it looks like they have the best strength on them that I know of.
I honestly want to say, unless you're using Hasso, I would still wear the Haidate, because you can get high enough store TP for 6 hit without these pants, and one more haste is better than the rest of this. But I mean, if you're using Hasso, it's probably a lot better. But like, it's definitely a solid weapon skill piece, and I would say situational on TPing.
Yeah, I'm just assuming the enhanced Hasso gives you equivalent to 2% extra haste, so you can kiss your K-pants
goodbye. Which it might, but then again, sometimes, you know, Sagan calls for more practical use than Hasso, so.
Yeah, you got
a point there, so. There are times where I spend way more time with Seigen up as a subbing samurai. There are times I spend way more time with Seigen up than I do with Hasso. So, but then again, I pull a lot of hate. Seigen, so.
I'm hoping enhanced Seigen gives you, you know, third eye for more than one swing.
That would be nice.
And hitting Seigen third eye and getting one swing and then getting my face raped.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. And you know what? It'll probably be like the other piece that enhances Seigen, and it just makes it counter more.
Oh, that would be awful.
Actually, that's third eye. That's the third eye one. So maybe Sagan will be different. I don't know.
We can hope. All right. What about the feet here?
There's the Unkai Suneate, which is defense 28, strength plus 8, accuracy plus 15, attack plus 15, conserve TP plus 6, enhances Sengi Kori.
These feet are so amazing. Like, in Abyssi, I've gotten so spoiled with the soothing lights. Just solo 2-hour everything and skill chain lights all day. Oh my God. Sengi Kori, I think I busted a 2,000 light skill chain off of it. I was like, wow. I just jizzed in my pants and then went to sleep. It was great.
That's awesome.
So that's why Sam's got the soothing light chest.
Yeah, these are pretty good. Let's see. I'm trying to compare them. How do they compare to Usukane? That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
I don't know.
They're much, much better. All right.
Yeah.
Except Usukane does have 2% haste, so if you can make up for that 2% haste somewhere else, these are much better.
Like, honestly, I think I would only use these for weapon skill. I still use my my Fuma feet, but yeah, definitely weapon skill. I would bust these out all the time.
Yeah, that strength plus 8 is really nice, and that ends up topping out over end feet too. So that'll and the accuracy and the attack don't hurt neither. So
I like that accuracy. I have the V helm. Mm-hmm. And that minus 20 actually kicks my ass every now and then.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Gecko. It's going to be 1,200. Like, nah, bro, you whiffed.
Yeah. You know, I really do. I want that Viking helm really bad. But you got a good point there in that, you know, the minus 20 accuracy on that, especially as a Dark Knight, makes me really nervous, even if it is just a weapon skill piece. And really, it's only good for a one-hit weapon skill. Do not, never, I mean, it should go without saying, but never use that on a multi-hit. If you do, you're, I don't know, retarded, I guess.
Well, thank goodness Samurai has very few double-hit weapon skills. Very few.
That's true. That's true.
And also, I also do want to mention, I don't use it that often, but I know a few of my friends who play Sam, they do, they have polearm builds, and I know that the Dex is pretty good for Penethrust.
That's true too. That is true
that
too.
Is
and
very true.
And there is no shortage of decks on this set either. So, good stuff. Good stuff. Laura, I want to thanks for the call, man.
Man, thanks for letting me on. You guys have a great show.
Yeah,
I'm watching you. I'm watching.
Man, whatever. Whatever. LOL. All day.
Laura, you should send her a letter.
I will send her a letter.
Thanks, Laura.
You guys have a good one.
See ya.
Later.
Bye.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. That brings us now to Scholar. Scholar. Who wants to take Scholar?
Nell's
Does anyone
scholar.
Have Scholar?
Nell's Scholar.
I have Scholar.
Okay. Let's scholar. Hear it.
Talk about the most situational set ever.
Yeah, look at all the enhances.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
Wow.
Savant Bonnet plus two. Monocle. Defense 30, MP plus 45, enhancing magic skill plus 10%, enhances regen potency, enhances rapture effect, enhances ebullience effect.
What when so
okay,
so
but depends on what the ebullience effect is for me to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Ebullience gives 20% magic potency damage for my nukes. So if it bumps it up like another 10%, it might be good. But Savant Pants plus two, defense plus. Defense 40, mind plus 11, enfeebling magic skill plus 10, grimoire magic accuracy plus 15, enhances penury and parsimony effect. Good in dark arts, wouldn't wear with light arts for the life of me. Savant loafers plus 2, defense 19, MP plus 35, intelligence plus 8, elemental magic skill plus 10, enhances keeliform effect, and the whole set augments grimoire. Feet, I would full-time the feet, no questions asked.
I don't know, this set seems kind of lackluster compared to all the other ones to me.
It does, that's kind of sad.
It just, unless like the whole set, or they give another piece that actually enhances like the AF does for like the different arts, then it's really not worth it. It's all situational, because the AF gives you plus 15 skill to practically everything. So you're not getting resisted as much.
So, so Gordor now joining us on the show. Apparently, we needed more Gordor, and here he is. So, Gordor, welcome back to the program, man. How you doing?
I'm doing.
You don't exist.
Yes, apparently I don't exist anymore.
I couldn't find you on my Skype list, and that's because your name is not Gordor on my Skype list. So
yes,
that no, would be it, why.
Yeah.
So all right, I understand you're a scholar too. What do you think about this new gear?
Okay, the headpiece, it's just what it looks like. It's for enhancing magic. Big whoop. Ooh. By far, the pants are probably the best piece because of the Grimoire magic accuracy.
Okay, alright.
And enfeebling skill, plus the mind, plus 11. The feet are really good for nuking, and that's about it. I haven't seen any research on what the Climaform effect is, but I'm guessing it probably gives you more magic accuracy on it, or duration.
I disagree with the legs. The legs would only be good in dark arts. I mean, light arts, it's not that great.
Well, depending on what enfeebles you're using, too.
See, I know nothing about Scholar. I think out of any job that there is in Final Fantasy XI, I know the least about Scholar. So, this
even
is all...
Pup?
Yeah, even Pup. I know more about Pup than I do about Scholar.
Oh, and yeah, on the Pup thing, I've seen a puppet nuke more than a fully merited, pimped out, full... Morgan set black mage.
You know, look, the pup hate is not, I'm not saying they're useless or it's a shit job or anything. I'm saying your AF looks goofier than hell. That's all I'm saying.
Awesome.
That's all.
It looks freaking awesome. It's hilarious.
It was.
How would you feel if you got your ass kicked
by somebody wearing that stuff.
I
would laugh so hard. You would. Yeah.
That's great.
You would feel like a poop sock.
But like I just got my collar pinned, and when we killed the Iron Giant,
mm-hmm.
it was because of a scholar who was doing most of the damage. I was on Black Mage. I was nuking, I think I did Water 4s for, 1,500-ish.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing Water 4s for 2,250.
Wow.
A puppet.
A puppet? I thought you said scholar there. Wow.
Yeah,
a
scholar.
Puppet? Jeez.
You said scholar.
That's insane.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. But yeah, the puppet was doing more than I was.
That is pretty crazy. But
one, that kind of hurts my balls just a little bit. But
the cool thing about automatons is that they tend to magic burst too.
Yes, yes, they do.
So
and they have a internal sensor which won't allow them to cast anything that you know would be resistant.
Mm-hmm.
They also have. Puppet masters have an ability where they can just like get rid of their puppet, so they basically have hate-free nukes.
Yeah, a hateless nuke. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
And plus, with their new ability that they just got in the update, if their puppet dies, they can bring it back.
Weakened in a weakened state. That's Deus Ex Automata or something, right?
Yeah, they can bring it back in a weakened state, use repair, and then. Deactivate it and reactivate it with no consequence.
Yep.
Cool.
The weakened state is just low HP, low MP. Even at low level, that's awesome.
Cool. Right. So, Scholar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scholar. That's how interesting Scholar is. We're talking about Pop.
It's sad but true.
Oh, man. Well, Gordor, thanks for the call, man. It was good to hear from you.
Word.
He was here?
Yeah, he was. That was who was talking.
Apparently, yeah.
Thanks for talking about Pup.
Gordor, take it easy, man.
Later.
See you, dude.
Good stuff. All right, well, that'll take care of Scholar as we move now into Summoner.
I think that one's for Tiger.
Yeah, I definitely think that one's for Tiger.
Man, I haven't played Summoner in a long time, but...
You were our Summoner episode!
I know, and that character got deleted, remember? I did get him back, but he's still at 75.
That's right, yeah.
But this new gear looks pretty good to me. You got the Caller's Horn, MP plus 30, Summoning Magic Skill plus 9, it adds Refresh, and enhances the Avatar's Favor effect as well.
Refresh for Summoner, that's perfect.
That is, that's pretty dirty. The,
they don't
set,
get it in their AF2.
That's right. The whole set augments Blood Boon, which is conserve MP for blood packs. It doesn't work on Astral Flow, but still, that's pretty cool. The Caller Spats, Summoning Magic Skill plus 6, MP 45, another boost to Blood Boon plus 10. Gives your avatar a TP bonus, which is good for their magical weapon skills, like the Meritable ones, Windblade and that stuff. The feat, the Pegasus... MP plus 25, enhances Elemental Siphon, reduces Avatar perk by 3, and enhances the magic accuracy of your avatar. It's all good stuff.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it seems, that seems pretty good.
It's pretty straightforward.
Don't summoners get, like, MP back from having avatars out, certain avatars out or something at high levels?
Certain settings, yeah.
Yeah, and it depends on your summoning skill and your like the staff that you're wearing, and like that all reduces the cost of it. And at certain points, once you get refreshed and stuff, yeah, you'll start getting MP back, like on your gear.
Nice. All right. Well, seems pretty good to me. I know what Tiger Fury has explained about Summoner, and that's about it. So, good stuff, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a fun job, just sadly not as useful as it used to be.
So,
it was ever useful?
Yep.
Yes.
Back in the day, my Link Shell built the in-game stuff around summoners. I mean, we did all
a lot of end-game, like, all the Wyvern, like, Tiamat, Fafnir, Odin, Chimera, summoners used to be good on that stuff. Now it's just, you know,
use summoners to beat up AV.
No, not now they use Summoner for Diabolus's favor.
Yep.
And now they use Summoner for Zerging for using perfect defense. And
that. LOL Thief.
And we get to Thieves.
No, this is the set that should be called Creed for Assassin.
That's true. That is true. It does look exactly like the Assassin's Creed gear, but all right. There's, you know, okay, a lot of thieves have been bitching about their gear. Is anyone here a thief?
I got 68.
I want to get someone who is actually a thief on here. Is anyone in the chat room a thief? Fine. Okay. All right. I guess I'm bringing back Nimbus Yosh.
Nimbus.
Okay. No. Actually, you know,
85 feet for all of 3 days.
Let's see here. I'm gonna bring
a couple 75 thieves.
I'm gonna bring in two people just because we're short on thieves, which is kind of sad. You know, makes me miss Kahlo just a little bit because he would be bitching up a storm and I would be reveling in it and I miss that. I do. I will miss that a lot. But gonna bring in Patroclus here and we'll also bring back Nimbus Yosh.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up, Pat?
Not much.
All right. So walk us through this thief gear.
All right, so first piece most thieves look at are the feet, and this is the piece that people have been complaining about. Treasure Hunter plus one is, I think, something that not just thieves, but pretty much everyone is looking forward to, aside from the people who figure Treasure Hunter's a myth. But that's bringing us up to Treasure Hunter plus five, and some people, I guess, are saying that it's unneeded, but... the problem that we're seeing now is that with the new augmented waste piece available in one of the abysses, as a sub job, once we're, I think, level 90, you'll be able to get TH3 as a sub job for certain jobs like Paladin, White Mage.
Wow.
So that's absolutely useful. The other amazing piece is a thing about these are obviously the 15 agility for Trick Attack, which is amazing, especially if you have the thief AF plus one hands to increase Trick Attack, the agility mod on Trick Attack. Evasion is always nice if you're doing that, and the despoil effect, I have no idea what that does, but
it is, chance now.
Yeah, it's there. But, enjoy it.
Exactly. I don't know. I love
it. They use a poop sock for it.
I mean, even though I poop sock my thief, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I've fallen in love with despoil. Farming for my elemental obis in C, I've despoiled, I think, 11 of the tissues over a 2-hour span, which if anyone's farmed those obis know that the drop rate on those tissues is horrid. It probably saved me 2 days worth of farming.
Wow. Nice. All right, cool. Well, let's check out the pants here.
Okay, pants, 5% haste, despoil plus 5, again, more despoil, critical hit rate, dex, haste, probably the best TP pants for Thief in the game.
For sure, yeah,
that's
hands down.
That's basically where those end, though, because the Hecatomb pants actually have 8 dex and 20 attack, making them a far better weapon skill and sneak attack equip.
Fair enough.
And again, the head you're looking at, just another, simply another TP piece, as well as hate control with the accomplice and collaborator. But there are far better sneak attack, trick attack, and weapon skill pieces out there in the game already. Hecatomb head is a nice one, just as an example.
Yeah. And the specific stats on the headpiece plus 2, by the way, accuracy plus 12, triple attack plus 3%, haste plus 6%, enhances accomplice effect, and enhances the collaborator effect. So it's really just the feat that people are bitching about?
That's what I've seen most complaining about, you know, giving Thief an evasion piece. Thief doesn't need a new evasion piece, but what else are you going to put on for Treasure Hunter and 15 agility? Come on. I hear thieves complain about not getting Byakko's Haidate, you're getting the same thing for agility and you're going to bitch.
There you go. There you go. And you got the haste plus five on your friggin' legs there, too. So you've basically...
Finally.
Between the two pieces there, that's a Byakko's Haidate right there.
Yeah. I don't know which thieves are complaining, but, you know, Treasure Hunter 5, go buy a clue.
Treasure Hunter's a myth.
No, it is not.
Maybe it's for those who still don't have their assassin's armlets.
I don't know.
If you don't have assassin's armlet, you can get your own TH4 and stop riding the backs of your Link Shell leaders. Go do it yourself.
There you go.
That's what I'm sitting on right now is still TH3. Yes. And I don't know, that whole TH is a myth thing because it just made me about 200K in 2 hours. So
there
I'm not going to complain about it.
There you go.
I mean, even if it's a Dumbo's feather, you still can keep it moving with the TH. I don't know. I'm old. I don't know if y'all remember Dumbo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
old, too.
I've
seen just about everything, but I've seen the elephant fly.
Is that the movie with the chipmunks?
I think you're thinking of Rescue Rangers there, buddy.
I don't know. That's the just the one with the mermaid.
Oh man! All right. Well, we gotta start wrapping up the show. We're starting to hit 4 hours here. But Patroclus, Nimbus Yosh, thanks again for joining us, Nimbus Yosh, and Patroclus. Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I think I just cut off Nimbus Yosh there.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, that was not intentional. That wraps it up for each piece of gear. And with this being such a long show, I might break this up into two chunks, just so it's not one long 4 hour show.
I just noticed something. LOL Thief was last. Suck it, Thief.
I didn't plan it that way, but that's the way it ended up working out. And well, too bad for you. Suck it, thieves. I love that I get to passive aggressively taunt Kahlo from the other side of the mic now, because he can't say anything now. Yeah, he can't retaliate. So that is win. That's win for me. So I'm gonna put a W in that column. All right. We're going to move it along and finish up with some emails. This one is actually... this one's addressed directly to me. that says, "Hey, Aniro, my name is Chimax. I currently call the server Bismarck my home. However, this email is about a place we both used to call home. I'm talking about the server Titan." Oh, God, that takes me back. I was on Titan a long time ago. That was my first... That was the server I started on. And a Link shell that we were both members in called the Nation of Domination. Oh, how I loved that shell, but hated that pink pearl. I do remember the pink pearl. I just wanted to let you know the Link shell is still running strong under the same leader. However, when you left, she was dating a fellow member named Romeo. I guess the link shell leader is Chocolate Moose, and dating Romeo. Since then, they are now married and have an adorable baby girl. That's awesome. That's so cool. So huge congratulations from all of us at LBR to Chocolate Moose and Romeo. That's really too cool. I don't know if you even remember them or me for that matter. Just figured I'd send you a little update on what's been happening with some of your past Link Shell members. I love to hear about this shit. That's so cool. Anywho, you rock. I love your podcast. Listen to them all the time and plan on becoming a Starbreaker. Thanks. Take care. Chimax. That's awesome. That was a great email. Thank you so much for keeping me up to date on you know, some of these people that I used to play with back when I was a nobody plebe way before LBR. So thank you. That's really, really cool. And again, congratulations to Chocolate Moose and Romeo on their adorable baby girl. Too cool.
Woo woo.
Juxta, you want to take the next email?
Yes, I do. "Dear LBR host, love the show.
keep up the awesome job. I would like to say that I love PUP and it's a great solo job, but I've soloed campaign/campaign/f.o.v from 7-7.
That's a one. That's a one, Juxta. That's a one.
I'm doing that one over. From 1-75.
I'm surprised you didn't say I-75, to be honest with you.
I-75 South?
I take that home. I can take that home.
Oh, man.
And have no desire to do the same from 7-6 onward. So, I think that these suggestions should help PUP receive more invites to party/alliances/endgame. What do you think? 1. Whim PUP's ability to cure. 2. Whim PUP's ability to cure alliance members. 3. A new frame, either samurai/barge/corsair. Wistful thinking, right? LOL. 4. Reduce frame recast to 10 tilde 5. Thanks for reading. Cy Faladin, Odin server.
This seems to be pretty old because it doesn't seem to be talking about some of the changes to PUP. It's probably an older email. But my answer is LOL PUP. That's all I got to say.
Well, you got it number 4.
A PUP with a Corsair frame would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That will never happen, though.
Pirates aren't pets.
You can't tame a pirate, goddammit.
I have one chained up in the corner.
No, but seriously, in response to his deal, the Black Mage puppet, pups are actually, if you look at their forums, in kind of high demand for Abyssia because Black Mage is already capped out already, so they don't really care to go.
True.
Fully merited pup can be pretty brutal.
Yeah, we talked about that in lieu of Scholar with Gordor earlier, so just refer back to the earlier conversation we had.
Exactly.
All right, we got a little piece of email here. This is I would say that this is hate mail, really. So
I don't know. I think this is love mail.
As definitely a confused young man.
If anyone's wondering, there's a thread on the LBR forums where I talk about how I feel about WoW, about World of Warcraft, and I also said some shit on Aetherite Radio that people are none too happy with. But apparently, Ghost Crawler Fan 2044 says, "Whoa, wow, Lola Nero! Seriously! You're just jealous that you suck at WoW and you got no skills! You couldn't even backwards jump Arcane Shot the way out of Artek Valley! You fail so hard! Your nerfs don't even flip! What? Wait, what?
What's a nerf?
I have no idea what
it is. A night elf.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying. You fail so hard that your nerfs don't even flip! I'm sure you're just rolling in blues because you failed to afford welfare epics. Welfare epics?
You failed to afford welfare epics.
Anyway, here's the scoop. Yeah, FFXI is good. Good, G-U-D, good. But WoW just beats it, okay? The graphics opponent! WoW has more storylines! Now that's just a fucking lie.
That's not true.
That's a fucking lie right there. And it just takes more skill in WoW! That's also a lie. I mean, I'm pressing a button every second. I guess you can't keep up with that, huh, buddy? Lol, lol, lol. Look, just stop facepalming in L2P. I think that's learn to play.
Yeah.
All right, I deciphered that one.
That is the correct syntax.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Ghostcrawler Fan 2044. P.S. Shave your beard, weirdo. I love that. That's my favorite part. I will keep this is my FFXI liberation beard. I'm gonna keep this beard to keep all those Final Fantasy fans stronger than the WoW fans. That's what I say. PPS, do you have any more FF14 beta keys? I'd really like one.
Yeah, sure, all bad. That's cool.
Oh, that is the best email I think we have ever gotten. That's my favorite thing in the world. That was awesome. That was great. Oh, man. Thank you, Ghost Crawler fan, and go f*** yourself.
Magic Ghost Crawler sucks.
And that's finally going to do it for our epic, epic Limit Break Radio.
Split this up and make this our anniversary.
Has there been an episode longer than this?
There probably has, but no, I'm serious. I am going to break this in half. I can't in good conscience put this all in one file. Maybe I'll put it all in one file for people who really want it. But I'll probably put out part one, and then a week later part two, and then a week later just combine them. Or something. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but this is probably going to be a two-parter because this is really long.
It's 6 a.m.
Like my penis.
All right. Okay.
I get those penis jokes in.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, that's right. After I edit this, it'll be a completely reasonable time. This is so long. I don't think I can load this into Cool Edit properly. Oh man!
But you can stop it where you're a blue screen, and
that's true. That's true. We could also take a break at Tom 2's song too. So,
Yeah.
All right. Well, that takes care of Limit Break Radio. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank all of our callers. That was really cool to be able to bring you guys in and to be able to talk to you. I want to do this more often. I want to do this way more often and get the Ustream.
What, LBR?
Yes, not only LBR, but live casting LBR, because this is a lot of fun. Of course, screwing with the people in the chat room and bringing people on. It's always a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun to talk to the fans and hear from the community. So, we really hope that you've enjoyed this episode and, look for it at some point in the near future, at limitbreakradio.com. Remember to head over to limitbreakradio.com and sign up for our forums. Once again, I want you to go and vote for Max V. Vote for Max V because you can and you should. Max V is awesome. So, and that info, all of that info on how to vote, how to cast your vote, that'll be up on the webpage probably tomorrow. I think I need to go take a break after this, take a breather, and then I'll probably start editing this here pretty soon. Once again, I want to thank all of our hosts and guests today, Juxta and Vicky,
Penis.
Tom, Tom 2, Tiger Fury, and Nell. Thank you all for joining us today. It's been a wonderful episode and hilarious. Lots of laughs all around. So.
It was my pleasure.
but that'll do it for this edition of Limit Break Radio. We might have another anniversary follow-up show here coming pretty soon. We've tossed around a couple ideas. We've thought about like maybe we should have an on-air debate to figure out which of the Final Fantasies is the best Final Fantasy. So it always seems like an interesting debate that no matter what link shell you go into, everyone has at some point. Like, everyone has that discussion on which Final Fantasy is the best and why. And it'll just be a lot of Final Fantasy X hate.
That's
what?
Terrible.
What?
Ten was horrible. It was horrible. Horrible, horrible game.
No, guys. No, no, no. No.
Eight was the worst.
Actually, I think five was the worst. Five. I hate it.
No, no way.
See? Already. See? Already. We could do a whole nother show. We could do a whole nother 4 hours right here, right now.
Evil clown, come in. Evil clown.
So there's, you know, there's a good chance we may have that discussion in the future, but we'll be, you know, make sure to check limitbreakradio.com for all the updates. Follow us on Twitter. We have a lot of production notes on there. We've got a page on Facebook. Also, before I go, I want to give a plug to FinalFantasyRadio.com. Tabian, the guy who has been running FinalFantasyRadio.com, he contacted me a long time ago when Limit Break Radio was just starting up, and as I was getting ready and putting things together for today's stream, found out that that they're doing stuff through Ustream. They've got a ton of stuff going on and a bunch of different channels and stuff to watch. I was watching like the tail end, someone play the tail end of Chrono Cross. Now I got to play Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross again. Definitely check them out. FinalFantasyRadio.com. And that's going to do it for Limit Break Radio for this episode. I'm an hero. Keep listening.
I'm Juxta. Penis.
I saw that coming. And I'm Vicky. Still
penis.
No outro.
Still not level 85.
In Juxta's penis, yes.
I'm Tonto, and I'm not even going to bother with an outro. God.
I'm Tiger Fury. Drink hard, drink often, puke, rally, profit.
And I'm still going to forth my Charizard head seals again.
Well, good luck with that. And once again, thanks everyone for joining us. And we'll catch you next time. Keep listening. Final Fantasy, Tetramaster, and Vanadil are registered trademarks of Square Enix. Square Enix and PlayOnline are trademarks of Square Enix. Limit Break Radio and its hosts are solely responsible for its content. The Limit Break Radio Network is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike United States license. For more information on Creative Commons licenses, visit creativecommons.org.